Welcome to God is Real. Brought to you by Faith International Christian Center in Bradenton, Florida, with Pastors Chuck and Arlen Kennedy. We welcome you this morning because God is real.
Well, good morning, saints. Praise the Lord. Merry Christmas to everyone. We're happy to be with you here from WWPR in Bradenton, Florida. And we want to talk to you about the Christmas message today. We welcome you, and we also want to let you know that if you'd like to call in prayer or a comment or a Bible question, you can use our toll-free line. It is live 24 hours a day. It's 833-GOD-REAL. That's 833-463-7325. And that is toll-free in the United States. You're welcome to call it in. It is a voice recording. You leave your prayer request or your comment or your question, and we will address it in one of our radio programs coming up. We are going to be on live with you starting January 1st, 5:30 a.m. to 6 every day, Monday through Friday. And we just appreciate you tuning in and telling your friends. I'm joined by my wife, Arlen. Arlen, if you'd like to say something.
Good morning and Merry Christmas, everyone.
Say it again, Arlen. I didn't have your mic up.
This is our first time. Merry Christmas, everyone, and good morning.
We surely welcome everyone. We're on kind of a trial run this morning, learning how to work the board, and so we appreciate your patience with us. Hallelujah. The Lord is good, and we want to talk to you about this beautiful Christmas season, Christmas Day, and so we have some scriptures here that I wanted to go over with you. Did you know that, Arlen, in the Bible, that there are over 350 prophecies in the Old Testament that Jesus fits and fulfills in the New Testament?
Wow.
350 prophecies of the Old Testament that Jesus fulfills in the New Testament. Now, what are the odds of that, of anybody being able to do that other than Jesus? So I have a list of that. You can find it online at accordingtothescriptures.org if you would like to look up all those references. It has the prophecy and the scriptural New Testament fulfillment as reference. That's accordingtothescriptures.org. Hallelujah. We'd also like to tell you that we have a website. It's godisreal.com.
God-Israel.com.
So you have to go to God-Israel.com. Now, the reason we named it God is Real, because his nation is Israel. And I just thought it to be unique and God-like that he would take the name Israel to show himself real. And so we just combined that to this radio broadcast because we'd like you to know that certainly God is real, and not just that he's real, but that he cares about you, that he loves you, mm-hmm. and that he sent his son for you so that you could have and enjoy eternal life. We'd like to play you a song. As we said, this is our first time, so we're learning. So bear with us. But we'd like to play you a song, one of my favorite Christmas songs, about Jesus, the birth of Jesus, and it's called Mary, Did You Know? And this is by, what group is that?
Pentatonic.
It's a cappella. There's no instruments in it. It's just a cappella. So here, let's go ahead and cue that up and play it, Arlen, and you enjoy this, and then we'll be back.
Did you know that your baby
That's a very thought-provoking song because it makes you wonder, what was Mary thinking when the angel appeared to her and said, you're going to have a baby? And she said back to him, but how that can be because I've never known a man. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty amazing what she must have thought. And then, of course, Joseph, what he must have thought. And the scriptures detail this and tell us about it. And that's why we call it the miraculous birth.
Yeah, what a miracle baby Jesus is. Hallelujah.
And we find in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. So here it's prophesied a long time before Jesus actually showed up that there's going to be a sign. And this sign is that a virgin shall conceive. What do you think about that, Arlen?
Yeah, what a miraculous one.
It has to be. Only a miracle can explain it. There's no natural means whereby you can explain that. It has to be a miracle.
Only God can do that.
Only God can do that. And the reason that God had to do that was that he had to redeem mankind through mankind. Because Adam sold us out to sin, and Adam was a man. An angel couldn't come and do it, and so God sent his son in the flesh as a man that he was able to do it. And that's the reason it had to be a virgin birth, because he had sinless blood flowing through him, divine blood flowing through his veins. And it further says that his name would be called Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God with us.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Arlen?
He's with us, in us, living in us.
All the time. Still today, right?
All the time.
The wonderful thing about this is that because of Christmas and the following through of Jesus with a sinless life, giving himself for us at the cross and being resurrected from the dead, makes it so that now God is with us all the time here on earth.
Mm-hmm.
And so Emmanuel, meaning that God is with us in Jesus, also means God is with us because of Jesus. So it's a beautiful thing. And without Christmas, Jesus coming as a baby in human form, we wouldn't have any of this.
Yeah, I have a question.
Okay.
This may be a question to many out there. How are we sure that Jesus was born December 25?
That's a great question, Arlen. And we do not know his date of birth. And we have just adapted that. Man has adapted that because we know he was born, but we do not know what day, even what month. Many think that it was probably more like September. And they give you reasons behind it historically,
mm-hmm,
instead of December. But we do know he's born, so we just chose that day as a day to celebrate his birth because we don't know what day. We could have picked September 1st. We could have picked July 10th.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody down through history, through the ages, picked
December
25th. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's interesting. Now, a lot of secularism gets mixed in on these holidays, Arlen. Like Santa Claus, for instance,
mm-hmm,
it has nothing to do with Jesus or the Bible or prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
And then some have said even the day the 25th, I heard a preacher preaching on it saying that that was Nimrod's birthday. I don't know if that's true. Now, Nimrod being bad, he was Antichrist. But I don't know. But the fact of the matter is we got to celebrate him one day. So 25th is as good as any, right?
Yeah. And knowing that once upon a time, Jesus came to earth. Amen?
He did. So he came sometime, so we got to,
yeah,
you know, we're just guessing at the day. That's a great question, Arlen. And I encourage you to call in your question. It's a 24-hour toll-free line.
Yeah, if you have questions, just call us.
We'll be glad to answer it on the air. It needs to be a Bible question, of course. And the number is toll-free in the United States. It's 833-GOD-REAL. I could have fit God Israel, so I did God Real. Or it's 833-463-7325. So if you're out of the country listening on the internet, you can email us at ficcpastor@yahoo.com. F like Frank, I, C like Charlie, ficcpastor@yahoo.com. Welcome direct to me. Or you can instant message us through Facebook. What's our Facebook address, Arlen?
God is Real on Facebook.
So they just go on Facebook and type in God is Real?
Just look for God is Real, yeah.
And then you can instant message us right then, and we'll get back to you. We'd love to have prayer requests. We'd love to have questions. And if you have a comment, if you'd like to share some information about the subject we're talking about. Because during the week, the coming weeks, we're going to choose subjects that the Lord leads us to do. For instance, we're going to start January 1st on the subject of divine healing. We're going to be talking about divine healing for a week or two.
That's a good topic, too.
That's a necessary time. There's a lot of people sick out there. So we want to talk to you about how to receive your healing. You know, in Exodus, in the Old Testament, God promised his people, Israel, that they would be immune to the diseases that the world has.
I love that.
That's pretty awesome.
That's what we need to know.
That's what we need to know, is that God's people are immune to the diseases of the world. Well, how do we obtain that? How do we get that? We're going to talk about these things, and we're going to include your comments and your questions as you call them in to us. Again, the number, toll-free, 833-GOD-REAL, 463-7325. We also want to mention we have a newspaper. It's a free monthly publication called He's Alive Christian News. And we'd be glad to send that to you either by email or snail mail. You can, on that same number or those same addresses, you can contact us and we'll get you a copy of that. It is free. We don't charge anything for it. And it features Christian news and events from around the world each month with some good testimonies of people having been healed or delivered or set free. Or
they can also check on our website, hisalive.org.
Hisalivenews.org. That is correct.
Right. Hisalivenews.org.
That's good. All right, so let's go back, Arlen, to this here, what Mary must have thought when the angel appeared to her. This scripture in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive. She had to be a virgin or this is no good. If she wasn't a virgin, Jesus wasn't born of a virgin, none of this is real. And bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us. Now that's fulfilled in Matthew chapter 1, verse 22. When the scriptures say, now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Matthew 1:23, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. That's pretty interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, because it's been many, many years until Jesus came. You know,
from Isaiah? Yeah.
It was fulfilled.
That's right. It was many years, and Isaiah had no idea about Jesus coming on the scene, but yet he prophesied that by the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Does God still use prophecy today, Arlen?
I believe.
Yes, he does.
Yes.
Does he have prophets today?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he does. People that only can know things by the Spirit of God, and they prophesy and say things that are only by the Spirit of God. And that is a current ministry today. We'll talk about that in the weeks to come as well. Because God is real, saints. He's not just a religion. He's not just a figment of imagination, a social club, an association. To some, maybe he's a way to make money, but he's not that.
Mm-hmm.
He is real. God is real. And he wants to make himself not just real overall, but real to you individually. It's no good if he's not real to you personally.
Yeah.
So this is why we bring you this program on Christmas. This is why we're going to bring you the programs each morning, Monday through Friday. So in the entirety of this context of this passage is found in Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. It says, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. We're sharing this with you because it's Christmas Day. This is the day we celebrate that he was born. Like Arlen said, we don't really know what day he was born, but we just celebrate this day. So that's why we're talking this way. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. So she was just engaged to Joseph. Now, engagement back then was like married. I mean, if you were engaged, you were as well as married, but she still wasn't married yet. So then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost.
Listen.
Yeah.
Looking back to their culture at that time.
Yeah.
Mary, when she was, she learned that she was pregnant.
Yeah.
How was that?
That's why God had to appear to him.
No, I mean to say, in their culture.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Mary was in trouble.
Oh yeah.
She was in big trouble at that time because she was not yet married.
That is correct.
And
that's
how
a
did
problem.
That happen that she got pregnant? You know.
That's why it says here that Joseph, being a just man, verse 19, he was not willing to make her a public example. She could have been stoned.
Stoned to death.
Yeah. And so anyway, he was just going to keep it private. He says.
Mm-hmm.
And then the angel appeared to him on the Lord's behalf to say, hey, it's okay, Joseph, this is of us.
That's very nice of Joseph.
I'm telling you. If she ain't been with nobody else, Joseph, it's okay. But, you know, as a man, you know, he must have been thinking, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And I'm engaged to this woman? So, verse 21, she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, and he shall save his people from their sins. Wow, that's awesome. And that's exactly what Christmas is all about, that Jesus came to save us from our sins. Now, all this was done, verse 22, that it might be fulfilled, what we read earlier. It was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son. They shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. And Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him and took unto him his wife. So there he received her and made it legal, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son. He called his name Jesus. And that's an interesting scripture, Arlen.
Yeah.
They did not consummate the marriage until she brought forth the baby. So Jesus was entirely pure.
And so,
how did this happen? I mean, you got to put yourself in their shoes back then. How did this come about? How did they feel about this? What was going on? Why don't we play that next song here, Arlen, and then we'll talk about that. We'll come back and talk about it. We're kind of running out of time. So we want you to listen to Celine Dion and a nice song, Oh Holy Night.
Thank you.
beautiful, isn't it? That's Celine Dion. Praise the Lord. So we are discussing here about how did Mary get pregnant without Joseph? And we want to get into that real quick. We've got a couple of minutes, and then we'll be back with you starting January 1st, 5:30 a.m., Monday through Friday. So
you have to wake up early.
You'll have to wake up early. But we'll also put it on the podcast, and so you can review it later if you'd like.
Yeah.
But Mary, the way that she got pregnant is that she believed God, and the Word was implanted in her womb. Now, that's a faith thing. So in the Scriptures,
if she did not believe.
If she didn't believe, it wouldn't have happened.
No.
That is correct. He had to find somebody else, but he knew she was a godly woman.
Mm-hmm.
So we find that Luke 1 in verse 26, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth, and to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, here it is,
yeah.
Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, like anybody else would be, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. She's trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
And the angel said to her, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, here's her question, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered, said to her, the Holy Ghost, here's how it happened, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore, also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God.
Wow.
And so verse 37 said, for with God nothing is impossible. Verse 38, Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Now, we're out of time, but the Word became flesh. Read the first chapter of John. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory of His only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So, the Word was implanted in her womb and took on flesh and then came out. It's just an amazing
Jesus,
thing.
Right?
So, we've got to go.
Jesus is the Word.
Jesus is the Word. That's exactly right.
He was there in the beginning.
He has been always.
Always.
We got to go, but you call us and leave a message, 833-463-7325. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in today. Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
You've been listening to God is Real from Bradenton, Florida, brought to you by Faith International Christian Center. We want to thank you for tuning in today and let you know how to contact us. You can email us at FICCPastor@yahoo.com, or you can call in your prayer request. It's a 24-hour line at 833-GOD-REAL, 833-GOD-REAL. Call in your prayer request. We'd love to hear from you. May God bless you, because God is real.
A decade of experience.